Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Yeah, yeah. I have to, one hand holds the mic. The
microphone?
The Wait, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ashley, if you're wanking now, you've got to tell us or it's entrapment. Hello and welcome to the 33% Majority, a podcast where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I am not your special birthday boy host, Alex Springthorpe.
I am also not your special birthday boy host, Thomas Hutchinson.
According to this complete surprise to me, I am your birthday host, Ashley Hall.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you both so much.
Happy belated birthday, but yes...
It's been the best birthday. My birthday was yesterday as of this recording. I won't tell you what day, in case somebody decides to seize my identity and steal all my belongings. One of my new belongings is very worth stealing. So, listeners, Tom and Alex bought me a lathe for my birthday. Tom, Alex and their partners got me a lathe, and I've wanted one for maybe 5 years. And every time I've gone to pick one up, it's been one of those things where it's like, oh, I'm not going to use it, or I'm going to use it, but it's not a good one. And I've used it twice already. I spent today cleaning it and staring at it and longingly touching it in ways that you probably shouldn't touch machinery. But it is the best thing that I've ever seen. And if you want to see what I do with it, it's Hall and Ivy on Instagram and Hall and Ivy on Etsy and Facebook.
Hang on, birthday boy. What are we doing shout outs for? Are we promoting? Are we cross promoting our brands?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I am, yeah. I'm shouting out the fact that my beloved co-host got me a lathe, and I'm going to use it to propel myself into being a millionaire.
Ash, just quickly, on behalf of the listeners, what's a lathe?
So a lathe is essentially a motor and some belts and pulleys, and then a little spindle that you attach a piece of wood to. It spins the wood very quickly, and you can make vases and bowls and butt plugs.
Can I be super reductive and define it as a very big drill?
Yeah, it's just a very big drill that you slap your workpiece onto, and then you just bash some chisels against it until you get what you want.
Very cool.
And then the wood does spin in, and you can chop bits off.
Yeah. So I was going to do my segment today, my special birthday hosting. I was going to do it on lathes, and then I realised I'm not very good at it yet.
Hi, it's Ash. Welcome back to my segment. Today we're talking about lathes. I've got one. Anyway, that's what I know about lathes. See you next week.
Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure. I'm not even going to hang around for your sections. I'm going to be a real fucker. Turn up, say my piece, and leave.
Just record us some audio clips of you chuckling at things, and we can just chop them in.
No.
No, you're just going to put the listen remix in.
I'm editing this week, so I'd really rather you didn't do that. It's going to be difficult for me.
Hang on, Tommy, we said this all of last episode that you were editing that one, and that didn't happen, so...
Yeah, but I feel like I actually might have to do this one, so...
Well, I won't do it.
You see, it's Tom copping out by not speaking, so he doesn't have to edit it.
Okay, well, maybe.
If there's loads of cross-talk and over-talk, like there is right now, because I just spoke all the way over Tommy, then that means Tommy did a bad job of editing, so enjoy.
I think what I'm just going to do...
This whole podcast is just going to be Tom's side of it.
It's inaudible.
I'm kind of here for that.
I'm
going to
speak now too,
Tom,
just because Ashes.
Oh, God. Okay. Thanks, guys. I mean, to be fair, what I could just do is that if you outright refuse, that's fine. I'll just release three unedited audio tracks and let the listeners put it together. It can be sort of like a do-it-yourself kind of... It's like Blue Peter.
Yeah. Just releasing fucking Meccano podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think the trick is to release them one at a time and then have the real wizards have three streams, and that way we get three streams for every one listen.
Welcome to episode whatever one this one is. You've just got to open three tabs.
You can't use all the same platform though, you know what I mean? You have to have Spotify and then YouTube and then Sounder.
Yeah, we need all the streams everywhere. We need the multiple streams. Anyway,
you know how we always do an anecdote before we actually do a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a car.
Alex, yeah!
There's a second part to my story.
Oh.
I don't have a car anymore.
Oh, yay! No!
Perfect.
I bought a car on Monday. On Wednesday, it decided to break down. And on Friday today, it's been taken away by the dealership again to go and have over £1,000 worth of repairs done.
Congratulations, mate. The fact that you don't have to pay for that is brilliant.
Yeah, dude, if you had to pay for that.
Mm. Quick question, Alex. Just for the listeners again, what did you name the car and the reasoning behind it?
Well, it was the HMS Insignia.
And that was because, number one...
Well, it was an Insignia.
And number two?
And HMS, because I think that's something nautical.
Like a boat, yep.
And it was quite big, like a boat is.
Cool, so HMS Insignia is in the boat shop.
It was large and in charge, and it did seem like a barge.
It was big. I liked it. It gave me a sense of grandeur over other...
Oh, reconnecting to Alex G. Hi, Tom.
Hey. Yeah, for the listeners, we just lost Alex there, so hopefully he'll be back soon.
I can hear them, though, so I can still join in.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, hey, hi, Alex.
I was able to hear you the entire time.
That's weird, isn't it? We got some bleeps.
Oh, no, he heard us talking shit about the HMS Large Barge in Charge. Oh, no. We've been caught in the act. This is a rat trap.
This is chaotic already. Ashley, are you assuming the role of host to begin with as birthday boy?
I demand birthday boy privileges, and I'm going to host first, and... I'm not going to wait for you to say yes or no, because I am what some would call dope as shit. So, I'm going to do some Am I the Assholes, because I can't do lathes yet, because I don't know enough. So, I'm just going to read the first one I found this afternoon when I was thinking about doing this, that I think we can all relate to. Am I the asshole for calling my 8-year-old sister selfish? Mm. A 14 female little sister... 8 female, was always a selfish person. I mean, at 8, it's hard to make a decision, but yeah. I remember even when she was about 2 and 3, and I was 9, when we went to the pool and my dad would eat French fries, I would have to watch her eat and wait until she was done so she wouldn't throw a tantrum.
Mm.
Now, with age, this hasn't changed a bit. Yeah, she was 2 in that one. She's 9 now. Oh, she's 8 now, sorry. Even last week, she was promised McDonald's if she allowed my mum to pull her baby teeth.
Oh, no!
She did, and when she's... Yeah, casually.
I figured out who the asshole is, but continue.
She did, and when she heard that I would also be getting something, she started crying and demanding only she gets food.
You must pay the teeth fine. Pay the tax of teeth.
After something similar happened today, she wouldn't give my dad a few fries, even though she also had a burger and nuggets. I kind of... this family's having takeaway a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of went off on her and said something along the lines of, you know this kind of behaviour might be considered cute on toddlers, but you're getting too old for that, and trust me, you won't make any friends in the long run if you continue acting like that. Now my parents are saying I went too far, and they are mad at me. Am I the asshole?
Hmm.
There's a lot to unpack
here. Yeah, there's a lot there.
Every single 8-year-old is selfish, because, hey, do you want to know why? It's because they're an 8-year-old.
Yep.
And that's just what 8-year-olds do, is be selfish.
Empathy is a learned skill, you know what I mean?
Like, I've never met an 8-year-old and gone, God, they were so considerate and kind and thought about my feelings and how their actions might have impacted them. No, I met an 8-year-old and went, that one was an 8-year-old? Yes.
Well, you see, the thing is that the human child, when it's born, it has a human brain, but that human brain has to be filled with human knowledge, right?
Mm.
Up until they learn social norms and sort of like how to be a good person, they are basically just a mammal that eventually begins to talk more. And, you know, as far as mammals are concerned, they just do what they please constantly. So I can't necessarily blame the kid, but... I mean, I think that what the sister said was definitely valid to an extent.
It's valid, but can you say it to a 9-year-old?
Your sister, sure.
You can say it to a 9-year-old, but 8-year-old, no.
Yeah, that year is developmentally important. And without it...
They're going to grow up into some kind of maternal figure within like a family unit. And what they're going to do is they're going to say, I will get you bees churger if I can remove teeth. And I just don't think that's conducive to a good human being.
Bribing, no.
What's the mum using the teeth for is the real question. Like, what do you need baby teeth for?
She's a witch.
She's making a tooth sweater. Callback. Nailed it.
No! No!
Oh, that's it. It's a perfect tooth sweater throwback.
It's a spell component, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Somebody call the Olympics, because that one, whew, that went down.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
I think she's using the teeth to trade for cheeseburgers, and the local McDonald's is actually the bad guy.
Okay, good.
And once again, guys, as always, dear listeners, Corporation was the asshole this time. Yeah.
It's just me and my agenda.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna say that actually, I personally think that the sister isn't the asshole, but I do think maybe she could have handled it in a less aggressive way, you know? I
mean, it's the parents, isn't it? It's the parents that are the assholes.
Parents raised them both, so really, any of the...
Did bad jobs.
And also, if you're giving one kid something, you should give both kids something, unless it's a birthday.
Yeah, we learned so much about the parents in this Am I the Asshole Reddit post. We learned, okay, you raised a grotty, yucko 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
The dad sits and eats fries while one of his children is forced to watch the other one eat fries.
Yeah.
The mother must remove teeth.
Don't look away. You watch your sister.
We learned a great deal, and I think, yes, poor parenting. Asshole parenting.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so.
Parents are the assholes.
So the moral of... Oh, no, Ash, I won't make fun of you. Sorry, buddy. The moral of this story is... Don't bribe your kids, just raise them right. And, yeah.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Okay. You got another one?
Telling your kids, if you do this, I'll give you this, is next level bullshit. It teaches manipulation from a young age. I'm looking for one that doesn't tell me whether or not they've been decided on the asshole, because sometimes they've got a little tag.
Can we just try reading the title? Because we always dive deep into the description. I think let's make a judgment call based on the title and then see if that opinion changes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old saying, always judge a book.
Let's judge a book by the cover.
Let's judge a book.
Okay, I like that spin.
Because otherwise they wouldn't have such pretty covers. So, am I the asshole because I didn't want to take a video chat with an old friend's grandma on her deathbed?
No, you're not. There we go. That one was easy. I didn't speak to my own grandparents.
Yeah, it's not like they're yours.
I suppose the only difference would be, though, is that did that grandma raise the friend, and is she very familiar with the grandma, you know, and I don't know, but...
Did the grandparent give the friend an exorbitant amount of money? Did they rescue them from a life or death situation?
Mm.
I've heard that grandparent was actually famed shark wrestler, Nana Shark Fighter, and save them from the jaws of a great white. And yes, you are an asshole. Speak to Gam Gams. Say your final goodbyes.
Okay, Ash, go on.
What if she was just calling to see how to turn the router off? You know, she doesn't want to leave a big electricity bill for the kid. She's like, hey.
Ash, I can't. I'm really sorry. I really tried. I couldn't stop myself. The what off? Turn the what off?
Router.
The what?
Do you mean, I'm kind
of... Oh, I'm a woodworker. Sorry, we say router. You got it's router. Router is what I'm thinking of, but a router is a woodworking tool.
I'm interchangeable, and I don't know why.
Because you're a nice person, and you didn't want to call me out on mispronouncing something on my fucking birthday.
I definitely
birthday.
Think it's router, though, but okay. I'm sorry.
Hang on, why do I say both? Guys, help me. Why do I say both?
Am I the asshole? I think so.
Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole? Okay, I'm going to get another one before we fall into this pit.
No, are there any further details?
Oh, I've scrolled so far past
it. Oh, you dope.
Well, I'm going back. I've got it. So I used to have this really good friend, and I was over his often throughout the one summer, and we went through a lot together, but over the years, we drifted apart.
Mm.
He ended up in prison for several... Sorry, I didn't laugh at that. Ended up in prison for several years, and when he did get out, he began messaging me very inappropriate and uncomfortable sexual messages that I shot down and eventually just started to ignore.
Sorry, is this the grandmother, or is this the friend?
This is... She didn't want to take a video chat with her old friend's grandma on a deathbed.
And it's the old friend that was sending wang shots.
And got out of prison and then was inappropriate despite being shot down.
Yeah, okay.
So one day, out of the blue, he messages saying, Grandma only has a few days left. Sorry, I'm not laughing. Grandma only has a few days left and wants to video chat with you. That is the best excuse to get a girl on camera I've ever heard.
Wow.
My grandma... Listen, I know I've been inappropriate and I've sent you like dick pics and I've been not cool... But my grandma's dying, and now if you don't, you're probably an asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving away from that. One day out of the blue, he messages saying, Grandma only has a few days left and wants to chat with you. I got the feeling he was using this just to get me on a video chat. Because it was 3 in the morning.
Do you think, though,
it was 3 in the morning, and he opened with, you up? Question mark? No, he didn't. I made all that up. No, he did. So he video called saying, oh, my grandma's dying and shit. I had no idea what to say to this woman that I really don't know. I felt awful, but had to tell him that I wasn't comfortable doing it and haven't heard back from him since. I feel like a complete asshole. I just didn't know how to handle this situation. What do you guys think? There's a lot to open up here.
Objectively?
Yeah, still not the asshole, though. I stand by it, just my reasoning's changed slightly. There were fewer sharks in the additional details.
Which I'm shocked by, because that was the most, like... I was betting all my fucking house on that. I just lost, I just lost my mortgage.
I was shocked as well. I was just as shocked as you.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, fuck off. That was... we both just... Oh, fuck off.
Thanks. Thank you, guys. This podcast is weekly. You can find me here. You can find my Instagram. No, I'm joking. fucking hell. Sorry. I actually did hurt my head doing that one.
That was... So, basically, my grandma's dying. You up? ?3 a.m. Imagine if she answers, though, and it's not his grandma, but he's in fact put a wig on his on his head.
Oh, I thought you were going to say penis. I'll be honest. Yeah, I would have preferred it, Ashley, if you said penis. Do you want another run?
Penis. No, no, I said head because head is interchangeable with the head of my penis. if I'd have said tip, it would have been perfect, but I didn't want to infer too much grandma dick in.
Okay. Fair play, bud.
Right, I'm going for another one.
Wait, just to clarify, definitely she's not the asshole. He put her in an extremely uncomfortable situation primarily for his own personal gain. He is definitely the asshole there. Like, no doubt about it.
Strong agree. Don't fucking be inappropriate. And don't fucking be like, hey, want to talk, but only because my grandma's dying.
Don't send pictures of your grandmother's dick.
And that...
Yeah, that's the morel here.
And that's the mushroom of this story.
Oh!
I think Tom just took psychic damage from that.
I literally did, yeah. Fucking
super effective. Tom is stunned.
Tom hurt himself in the confusion.
Tom's fallen over.
Just hear the sound of him falling off his table.
Fuck me.
Oh, we both went down the falling over route. That's sweet. Am I... the asshole for not forgiving my bully cousin. Sorry, this is terribly fucking spaced. Am I the asshole for not forgiving my bully cousin, even though it's been years since he hurt me?
Family members don't equal immediate forgiveness. Fuck the cousin. No, not an asshole.
Yeah, no, not the asshole. Families suck in general.
You don't have to forgive anybody for anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and also, you know, the family sucking in general, and people always go, oh, but you only get one family. And it's like, yeah, thank fuck. God, imagine if I had, like, two sets of these lot. Can you fucking imagine how bad that'd
be? There's a very famous man taught me once, goes by the name of Dom Toretto, that you choose your family, your familia.
You fucking ass.
That's amazing. The worst thing is how I didn't... That broadsided me. Like, I didn't fucking have any clue that was coming.
The dad jokes are really just flowing hard today, right?
Yeah, wow.
I feel like I've been stabbed.
Yeah, sorry about that. I actually apologise to everyone, listeners included. Fuck me.
I'm not going to read any context out for that, because that the context for that one is like 8 pages.
Oh, yeah. And... I think it's probably more fun just to riff off the titles, really.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, if I find a short one and it's like a weird one, then we'll have it.
Okay.
We'll rummage around. You got another?
So, I've got one more.
Okay.
I haven't found it yet. I'm really professional. Totes professional.
I've got the idea of one.
I'm certain I will have one, eventually.
Spiritually.
Hey, listen, I listened to last episode this morning, and I can tell you that we talked about farming whilst Tom looked for one last week.
Yeah, that is true.
So oh,
yeah,
shit. Tom had raised them in a field.
Yeah. All right.
So as Ashley now climbs the ladder up the orchard tree of Reddit asshole posts to pluck the most supple, juicy apple from its branch.
I want to pick the juiciest apple. Am I the asshole for not buying my pregnant girlfriend food?
Well, just yes, immediately, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's much you can do. I mean, she's carrying a miniature person.
A whole like, you gotta... small person.
She has to feed herself and somebody else too, right? Unless, like, there's two people.
Unless, hang on, pump the brakes.
Devil's advocate, go on.
I mean... she did already eat a baby.
What?
Alex thinks that life is like the very hungry caterpillar.
Okay, cool.
And the baby was this big. None of you are going to get that because you didn't read it in my voice. But you know.
So the mummy eats the baby that the heron brings, uh-huh. And then 9 months later, the mummy poos it out.
Yeah, you go to the budget food supermarket,
heron that's,
and yeah. You find the baby. You go to the freezers and you find the perfect baby just for you, and you thaw it out over a long weekend, and then. You gotta give it. It's difficult because you do have to swallow it like a paracetamol.
You gotta just yummy that baby down in one.
You can't fucking chew it.
You've got to dry swallow it, and you're not allowed to chew it because if you drink water when you're swallowing it, the baby might drown.
Yeah, exactly.
Babies can't swim.
It's got to find its baby sack, right? Like inside of you before it gets wet.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been in a sleeping bag before. But, you know, it's difficult to find the zips on one of those bad boys at the best of times, let alone when you're a tiny baby.
Although they do make stairs really fun.
Yes. And I suppose you have to consider as well that the fucking baby as well has got to essentially just, like, jack itself in for 9 months as well, so it gets that yummy nutrients too.
Give me the nutrients, mummy. Ooh, woo.
Ooh.
We're going to have one last one, and I'm going to supply context for it.
It's got to go on nutrient heists. It's got to sneak over to the stomach, and it's got to go... This one's a chicky nuggy. I like chicky nuggies. Crunch, crunch. Or no, this vindaloo curry is far too spicy for me, mother dear. I will give this one a miss.
Cool. Okay. I like the biology lesson, thanks.
I'm just ready to talk to people about pregnancy. I'm going to go stand outside some hospitals and give advice.
Welcome to the 33% Majority Presents Planned Parenthood.
A paternity podcast.
It's one of those ones that you play to the baby.
Oh,
you gotta get the headphones around the.
You gotta get the big can headphones and put them against the mum tum.
Mm.
Yeah, your baby will come out with half a shitty mustache, a terrible sense of humour, and it'll be too tall for its own good.
Which one is who?
It'll own a bright red Vauxhall insignia for 1 week.
So Ash, I assume the mustache one was you. There's then. That only leaves too tall.
Too tall for his only good was you. For your own good was you. What was the middle one?
Not funny for you then, Alex.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that you know what, Alex? I feel like that was deserved. Actually, you aren't funny. I don't. I've never laughed at any of your jokes.
Oh. I put a remote kill switch on your lathe.
And it's got a brake on it as well, so you'll be jamming that chisel in there, it'll suddenly fucking stop and you'll know about it.
Alex giveth.
But also...
Tommy taketh away.
I'm going to... Alex, Tom, can you edit out all my laughs whenever Alex makes
no. a joke? Anyway.
Fuck this guy.
Tom, can you edit in my laughs after every joke I make? Get rid
Absolutely.
Of Ash's and just put my own in.
Yes, that sounds far better.
You don't need to do that for me because I laugh at every joke I make. And with that, I hand over my hosthood to whichever one of you thinks they are strong enough to pick up the fucking sword from the rock with which I've left
it's
it.
It's neither of us, is it?
Or is it both of us?
No, I think it's the... Hang on, wait. No, Tom. Tom, wait, pump the brakes. We do a middle segment. That scream was the perfect cut into Urban What the Frictionary.
I like it. Great.
The intro song's playing in the background right now, so we're all right, guys. We've got a minute to take a breath if you want.
Okay.
Alex, your scream then sounded like the start of Slayer's Silent Scream. Like, that was pretty...
Is that your alt-rock punk band, Ash, or...?
What size? That's Slayer, an actual alt-rock punk band. No, they're a thrash metal band.
What's sad is all of this is being cut out. We're in the between probably. Times now.
I'm gonna say the C-word, cunts!
Oh, that's being kept in. That's just going to begin it, I think. I'm editing. So.
Every time I say someone's name, every time I say listeners, just replace it with the word.
Yeah, you just goofed on yourself there, Ash. Anyway, listeners, welcome to another installment of your least favourite segment, Urban What the Frictionary? I didn't like that take.
Come again. No. This is for Ashley's birthday, Tommy. Come on, make it special.
You gotta make it special. Come on now.
Urban What the Frictionary?
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
Not as stanky as I usually
felt that
like
one in
it.
My heart.
That one hit me in the chest.
Did it? Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. Good to know. Anyway, first Urban What the Frictionary today is Porm. That's P-O-R-M.
This is just what you accidentally search, isn't it?
Poetic pornography. This is the second most searched thing on my laptop.
That one's just the typo, isn't it?
Am I missing... So what am I missing? Would...
P-O-R-M, did you say?
Yeah, like... Yeah, Papa, Oscar, Romeo, Michael?
Yeah, before I committed and explained, I wanted to make sure I hadn't just misheard you.
Yeah.
So...
Can you imagine if it was in fact porn, P-A-W-N, and we didn't like it?
No, guy, you dirty-minded fools. It's the chess one.
It's a chess piece.
Shows how low class I was. I was like, I'm going to sell my TV. Fuck yeah.
But wait, so I'm confused. Are you guys familiar with it?
Yeah. So it's an acronym. It's part of the group me and Ashley are in that I don't think you'd be a part of. It's the Proper Ordinary Regular Men.
Oh, I see.
You wouldn't be here just because you're a bit strange.
A bit squiffy.
I actually stole my entry card from a guy called Nigel that I look a bit like. So.
Okay.
It's great going to the meetings because everyone's dead normal, but proper, I do get called Nigel.
Proper, ordinary, just regular men. That's all you find there.
Okay.
Doing proper, ordinary, regular stuff, Tom.
So legit though, is it just that you guys watch just just porn all the time and you'd like miss
typing? I just can't get my hand off my wanger, really.
I just use my nose to type because I have to use both hands.
On account of it being so teeny tiny, right?
Yeah, I have to, one hand holds the microphone.
Ashley, if you're wanking now, you've got to tell us or it's entrapment.
Yeah.
I can't say anything. But listeners, for just $7.99, I'll send you the audio that Tom edits out of me heavy breathing.
Okay. Yuck. Yes, Thomas, I think it's porn typo.
Okay, let me check. So the description says, welcome.
It's the chess one.
Welcome, you probably misspelt porn during your excitement to bust a nut, and here you are. You're probably feeling pretty awkward right now. Don't worry, we've all been there.
Oh no, that's so good, because porn...
No one's randomly... Who types in porn, though?
Me. Porn, that Urban Dictionary really? Entry, that would come up at the top, wouldn't it? That's brilliant.
It should do.
That's not just a definition, that's what you see.
It's a prank.
I like that.
Oh.
Who uploaded that definition?
Let me have a look.
Does it give you a username?
Oh my god, it was Gandhi. He's brought world peace.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The username of the guy who uploaded this is simply "Don't hate the game, hate the player."
Thank you, "Don't hate the game, hate the player," for your beautiful definition. That was brilliant.
Thanks, bud.
I feel better just knowing that.
Anyway, who's hosting now?
That's it. I'm going to host now.
Wait. Can I?
No, me. I will do it. For me to host.
Or, no, like, me instead, though, host.
Us as both instead, too, for host?
Oh, that's a good argument, though, isn't it? Me instead, though.
So, wait, are you trying to compromise and we'll both do it fucking together?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Is that gonna happen?
I think so.
I don't know if it's allowed. I don't know if it's in the... I don't even know if there's anything in the rule book against it.
Double check.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, and welcome to the 66.66%.
Yeah, we've now got more voting rights, Tom.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, I mean, we'll do it together, but you take it. You begin, and I'll chime in where necessary.
Okay. So for my segment, I wanted to talk to you about landlords and home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. Oh.
I just wanted to know if you guys had any just kind of hot take views on home ownership and landlords that you could kind of just throw into the ring.
Most landlords, awful people, but homeowners, pretty cool, right?
Homeowners, nailing it. Landlords, dependent on, because I don't blame you for taking advantage
right,
of
the guys,
system.
Hang on,
I don't,
hang on,
I,
guys.
I'm
can
not
we just,
mad
Can
at
we just
the
remember what happened in episode one?
Where we all got cross at each other.
Can we put a comedy spin on everything? Can everything have a punchline?
Landlords, more like land snores.
Oh, yes! Very good.
Wonderful. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not a very funny topic, is it? It's not a good one to do.
No.
I did prepare a second segment.
Okay.
Can we have that?
Well, Tom, I almost feel like we're reading from the same list. Maybe you want to suggest the second segment?
I can take away the second one. So I was thinking that, especially after a bit of research that I did today, which is to say none whatsoever, but I do know in terms of when it comes to dumb laws, this segment will do it about dumb laws. Did you know one of them is that it's actually illegal to eat mince pies on Christmas Day?
Is it really?
Hang on.
Yeah, I just don't think it's actually been like actually it's not going to be enforced, but it is, I believe, still a law.
Is this like if you're Scottish you're not allowed?
I don't think it's a dumb law specifically, but I was the witness to a crime, and the implement of the crime was a mince pie, because somebody left at work, there's like an area of the office that is just for delicious snacks for everyone to pick from, and somebody had left just a pack of Greg's pies there, and I was like, oh yummy, a treat just for me. I'm gonna have whatever this is, just an apple pie, maybe a cherry pie. Oh, that would be so good for a mid-morning snack. Crunch, it's July, why is there a fucking mince pie in my mouth
in July?
Could you imagine how fucking old? Disgusting.
I was the recipient of a crime. Someone did a crime to me.
Somebody crimed you.
That's terrible. Imagine taking a bite from a delicious snack and it being a fucking mince pie.
Speaking of offices, though, has anybody got any experiences of, like, really good customer service that they've either, like, given or...
Why are you going through all the topics I've done, you little cunt?
You what? Hang on.
What do you mean?
Say again?
I feel like you're just running through the topics I've done.
What do you mean?
Would we do that?
Yeah. Yes. No, you would do that. That is something you would both do. I know you both pretty well.
Hang on. Why would we do that?
Because it's my birthday.
Actually, is it your birthday? No! Is it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is going
to
be so out.
Happy birthday. Day, dear Ashley.
Tom, you've got to join in and you've got to sync it up. Come on, you wet bastard.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo! Good birthday, Ashley. Good job, birthday boy.
I want to die. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Listeners, he's doing this because I fucking hate birthdays. He's doing this because he knows. Listeners will be like, oh, they're so sweet to him and they love him. But no, this is the worst.
Would you say that one of your, like, biggest, like, irrational fears is, like, being afraid of birthdays then?
Yeah, Tom. I would say that's a pretty standard fear, and I like how it affects human beings, and I think I should feel more fear because it's good for you.
That's from episode 4, and that was the birth of what I've come to know as Strong Alex. That is when...
Strange boy.
That's where we first mentioned my incredible power, strength, my ability to do anything. I forgot to mention, but also my dastardly cunning and ability to pull off plots and hijinks, all of that.
That's dastardly cunting. I'm going to bleep that out when I edit that.
Is the C word not allowed?
I don't really know.
If we've got English listeners, I'm sure they're not offended. Americans don't like the word, do they? But they don't say twat, they say twat, which I hate.
Ooh, yucky.
What percentage of our audience is American now? Has it dropped off at all?
I think it's like 14 currently.
14%?
Yeah.
There are almost enough Americans listening that they could host the podcast.
Yeah, sorry, just quickly, Alex, sorry, just to loop round quickly. Why did you put so much stank on the percent and not 14?
14%!
It was going to be a percent because you asked me what percentage. I said 14% and you went 14%!
Yeah, because I didn't know if it was just like 14 people. Tom, we've got millions of listeners. 14 people versus 14% of a million people. There's a massive difference there.
Okay.
Back off
All
my
right.
fucking
yeah,
case, you idiot.
I'll just shut the fuck up. I'll just shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Tom. This is our segment. You wait till it's your time to host. Oh, shit.
Anyway, if we were to build the perfect predator to actually eat Ashley, what would it need to
me.
Do?
It would need
it
to
would dissolve
It would need to
wood.
Be me.
Oh.
I could do okay. it. With my power.
In fact, I'm already on the way.
Okay.
I would turn my corporeal form into some
I'm calling from the car.
Vague glob of acidic energy, and I would consume Ashley.
Okay, cool.
And I would metabolize him.
I can't wait to be consumed.
What I would do is I would eat Ashley, metabolize him, and turn him into one of my shits.
A big round dookie. Good.
And I'd do it just onto the floor, Ashley. That's what I do with you, and that is how I would be the perfect predator.
An ashy dookie.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. This is the best day of my life.
That was a throwback to episode 5. I think what I just said was horrible. I just said some really horrible things about Ashley. And I don't know. I feel like I need to explain it, but I also don't feel like I should be allowed the opportunity to explain myself.
There's going to be repercussions. Big repercussions, boy. All right? You're getting cancelled. It's cancel culture time. You're getting cancelled. All right?
No. I fucking hate that you both are probably looking at the fucking list right now with every episode we've done. And I just want to know, did you guys plan this, or is this just Alex being a prick? Because this feels, it's got the feeling of like a planned
event. You know
when
you put in the group chat, can I do Am I the Assholes? That was Tom's segment, and that's when I had this idea.
Oh, I hate you both so fucking much.
Ash, one thing though that you're gonna, I think it will actually probably piss you off, is that my initial plan was to specifically do Ask Reddits and Am I the Assholes based around woodworking. So you really shot yourself in the foot there.
am I the asshole for putting my chisel on the lathe and then turning it on?
I don't know. Maybe.
You are the asshole.
Tom, I think Ashley would have absolutely hated that segment. I don't think you would have liked it one bit.
That's a lie, Alex.
Can you think of any other times that you've told a lie? It's episode 7.
I'm being fucking roasted today.
See, Ashley, that's from episode 7 where you said you wanted to know about lies that we'd told, and I couldn't think of any because I don't lie very often. And you said during that episode, as your intro, and this is some big news, ladies and gentlemen, Ashley, you said to me, Alex, you must have lied about having kids. You've worked in call centres before. You've definitely lied about having kids to curry favour with people you're speaking to. And at the time, I was lying to both of you because, yes, I have lied about kids. To both of you.
Yes.
You know about it now, but the listeners don't. I'm having a baby. Well, Beth is making me one currently. I probably could have mentioned that when we were talking a minute ago about pregnant people.
she's baking one up.
She's at Build-A-Bear Workshop right
she's
now.
She's on her way to Heron. She's picked up the baby.
She's got the yellow bag that's a bit too thin. The handle might go, but she's got
all right,
a good grip
on it. She's double bagged it, so we'll make it home. I shouldn't really have explained the deep lore of the pregnancy world to you, and it's one of those like first time experiences that's really exciting.
It's supposed to be a secret.
Is it like Magician's Circle where you have to have the card to like talk about it?
Mm.
It's a secret club, much like the Proper Ordinary Regular Men crew.
Yeah.
The best thing about that was how quick you were on thinking it up. I would not. That I was thinking and I was like, I've got fucking nothing. I thought you were setting me up to say it.
Speaking of clubs, though, isn't Reddit a bit of a weird club, though?
It is.
Didn't Ashley bring us the first ever Reddit segment?
He actually stole... You've both stolen it from me. Ask Reddit and Am I the Asshole was my fucking
idea.
And both of you have done it multiple times and I never have.
Yeah, but that's because...
Well, that's because you've got great segment ideas, like I this one, you
so.
Prick.
Yeah, that one was episode 8.
We're looping back to episode 7 now because Ashley just lied again.
And you know what? That feeling of jumping back, I've got such a... It's like a feeling where you remember something old.
When you're looking back sort of in time.
Oh, it makes me just so...
What's the word? Begins with an N.
Oh, so episode 9, nostalgic.
Nah, nostalgic, yes.
Thank you, episode 9.
I don't remember what my other segments were, and I'm waiting for something really terrible to come up. But nostalgia's a pretty good
nostalgia
one.
Nostalgia is a pretty good one. I think in the nostalgia episode, Ashley, we realised that we're from totally different generations, and it was the first time we ever ripped you for being old. So welcome to being even older than then that you were it at the time when we said it originally.
Happy 40th birthday, Ashley.
Happy 40th birthday, Ashley.
I'm not even 30 yet.
You're fucking so close, though. Fuck.
You are. You could sneeze and you'd be 30. Fucking hell.
Jesus.
I'm 27. Oh my God. But like in spirit, I'm younger than you both because Alex is about to have a baby and Tom is a homeowner.
A homeowner, am I right?
No, you're not right, because my partner's very nice. Okay, she's not.
Let me just, I'm just going to roll an insight check on that. It was an 18.
Oh, fuck.
Good job, I guess.
Episode 10, Dungeons and Dragons. Ashley didn't really have a segment there, but that was what we did for episode 10.
Although, to be fair, though, I did think that on episode 10, it was wonderful that, Alex, you put this amazing work into trying to come up with this like really fun, interesting, different character. Yeah. And Ashley just played himself with crab claws.
Oh, no. Under the crack in the door of the podcast studio. Who's that that's just walked in? Hello, Ashley. Oh. It's me, Nimbus. Happy birthday.
He's the best.
Make sure Alex teaches Tom how to put the right amount of reverb on my voice. Goodbye. God, that guy is so cool.
Yeah, I hope that you do teach
I'd
me.
Have intercourse with him.
Ooh, okay. He's a cloud.
I went straight to a dark place.
I got some cool shit planned for Nimbus when we actually play that dumb nerd game again, by the way. Real cool shit. Ashley.
Is he going to get ghostbusted?
Maybe, yeah. And I was thinking...
My final foe, a Dyson.
That's the one. Ash, and for you, I was thinking that I would just put you in a meat blender or something and make you re-roll a real character. Anyway. And that will be my good prank on you, that episode. Hey, we're on to episode 11.
Tom, that'd be an amazing prank to play on us.
We love pranks.
That'd be one of my all-time favourite pranks. Have we got any other pranks we could talk about?
Ash, you love pranks, don't you? You loved it so much that you did a whole segment on episode 11 about pranks.
I hate this so much.
Why is it so easy to link every segment to Ash's?
I suppose it's probably just because Ashley's segments come to him the day of, about 5 minutes before recording, from an idle thought.
What, and yours fucking don't?
No.
Yeah, Tom.
You've never done a last minute segment?
Ashley, no. Ashley, come over here with me. Come over here with me. Come into the back room of the podcast office recording studio.
I'm here.
See, it's just me and you now.
Aye.
Just like it was in episode 12 when Tom's house flooded.
Can you guys smell the faint whiff of human excrement?
I pulled you into the back office just so I could do it. Am I the only one that's finding this funny?
I think you are.
Because Tom's not in here now, just like he was. He wasn't here in episode 12, Ash. It was just me and you again, because Tom was underwater.
Guys, can I come in?
Tom, please edit that so there's the sound of bubbles coming out first.
What? What did you say?
Ash, I wish we could go back in history and change just one piece of history from the past and just unflood Thomas's house. Oh. I wish we could do that.
Oh, it would be so lovely.
Just
please.
Change one tiny detail in the past just to make it funnier. Maybe we
if
could,
I
actually,
could go back
to make
in
it funnier,
time,
we could probably if double
I, if I,
house.
If Look, I, I'm just if here I could go back comedy. In time, I would go back in time and try and make any of my segments even half as funny as Ashley's, because then they would be so amazingly more funny than they have been in the past.
I don't need segments, motherfucker. I am the comedy. Fuck your segments.
Oh no.
Sort of got a bit self-serving there.
He's quite angry. He needs to unwind, I think.
Yeah, do you need to go camping, Ashley, like you did last episode?
Camping and just unwind somewhere.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. 100%. Okay. Right now, this second, this very instant. I must go, my people need me.
And that's
me.
Every segment Ashley's done. Thanks for joining.
Thanks very much, guys.
That was the fucking worst.
Can I just say, though, it's actually quite impressive because it felt like it was probably only about... 2 weeks ago that we started doing this dumb podcast, and we literally have a backlog of 14 episodes to pull from.
Can you
from.
Believe that Boy Cycles was 9 episodes ago?
Phew.
I still see that in my sleep, you know. At night, I close my eyes and I can just hear an engine and see flesh-coloured panels.
I just can't believe that in like 14 short episodes we've gone from like nobodies to like international superstar millionaires. I just can't believe that just with one podcast we were able to do that.
And see, the thing is as well, I'm so close to getting to having my first Trillo book as well.
Really?
Yeah, like real close.
I'm quite a ways off because I keep buying speedboats and,
yeah,
and like designer drugs. I've got like a lab drugs. Making a drug just for me, like just a new one. So,
is it underneath a laundrette?
Yes.
For everybody who's unaware, that's a Breaking Bad pun. That's a Breaking Bad joke. That is one bit of media Alex did watch. Well done, buddy.
I haven't watched that. Am I missing out?
Yeah, it is. It is quite good, but you know. I understand, Ash, that people have different tastes in media, and if you've looked at some bits of it on the internet and just decided it's not for you, then you're probably right.
No, missing out on cultural milestones is boring.
Hey, Alex, that was really sweet of you, but also, fuck you. Don't come here with that weak sauce to me, son. I'll watch it right now outside.
Do it. Go on.
Tom, editing the fucking sound of me turning a TV on and the sound of Breaking Bad.
There's a new season of Dexter coming out.
There is.
I haven't seen that either.
That Dexter's also very good, buddy. You should watch that.
Dexter is quite good.
It does get a bit samey, much like The Walking Dead. Like it gets a little bit repetitive in sort of like the middle seasons, but
spoiler alert, I don't like the bit where he fucks his sister.
Weird. It was a weird choice, very Game of Thrones-esque. Yeah.
He was actually married to her, though. Like the actual people behind the fictional characters, they were actually married, and that's interesting.
Oh, the actors.
Sorry, I know we're going to spoil that, but I have to fucking know. Who fucked whose sister in that? What?
Dexter fucked his sister.
On purpose, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, with his penis and everything.
Purposeful. Like, it was purposeful.
Both the same parents?
Yeah. So that was all of season 7. So she had a baby, and they called it Little Dexter. And because it was a baby, they gave it like really small knives. It was really weird.
Surprisingly, though, what was funny though was that instead of the kid having, you know, being like sort of seriously deformed or having sort of, you know, medical problems on account of the incest, he actually got serial killing superpowers. And then Dexter had to Dexter Jr., which was wild.
But it was a good finale, because all of season 8 was like the build-up to that, and then season 9 was resolving everything that was set up in the prior seasons. It was really good how everything tied in. And cinematically, I think it came on leaps and bounds in the final few.
Yeah. And a toddler having like super stabbing speed was like just cool to see. It was cool how they edited that as well.
I thought it was weird. When you first see a toddler doing a 30-foot vertical leap, it's like, whoa, that's not very realistic. But the actual, like, the fall damage afterwards really did sell it. Because, like, it was cool watching him, like, leap up into the air to chase after the nonce, but then shatter his ankles afterwards. The realism, second to none.
I feel like I'm being fucked with. I'm not going to watch Dexter either way, just out of spite.
But you'll miss the amazing super-powered, super serial killer kid.
I feel like they're really jumping the shark pretty early on in this. dude fucked his own sister, had a little super-powered baby, which is now doing 30-foot vertical leaps and breaking his ankles.
To kill other serial killers.
Just so you guys heard what you said. Like,
yeah, it was
back.
Worse to hear it back.
It was actually, yeah.
It was pretty bad to listen to, huh?
Yeah, HBO should feel very, very badly about the TV show they done made.
Oh no!
I blacked out for a second there. What happened?
Oh dear! Right. Okay. Well, anyway, guys, this has been a podcast, hasn't it? I think
it has. It's really, really short. Though
I feel like it's just been dunking on me.
Do we bookend it with just another What the Frictionary, or is that weird? It's probably going to be weird energy.
I think we bookend it. Bookend it, and then we'll do a goodbye that is suitable by making jokes about somebody else.
Yeah.
The Frictionators, yeah. I kept her running the whole time, so I've got one ready to spit out.
She's going
to
be so low on fuel, Tommy.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I've just had the best idea. Let's replace the fart noise in the intro song to Urban What the Frictionary to Ashley just saying the C-bomb. I think that would be so much better, right? Welcome back to the segment in between, but actually this time at the end of the segments.
It's weird to be
called Urban What the Frick Shinery, which is how I'm sort of really feeling about doing it right now. The Urban Friction, the Frictionator has spat one out for me, and this one is clam jamming. That's clam jamming.
Oh, that's not fucking pleasant, is it? If a girl said to me, hey, want to come back to mine and clam jam? I mean, I'd say yes, but also, I'd probably be a bit, like, freaked out.
Well, Ashley, I'm in a loving, committed relationship, so if a random girl said to me, would you like to come back and clam jam? I would say no, actually.
I don't need relationship context. I was talking about clam jamming.
I'd need to find out, and I think Beth would understand that.
Okay.
For science, if somebody invites me for a clam jam, I must know.
She'd have to understand.
I must clam jam in the name of science.
Let us go back to the lab so we can jam some clams.
So when it comes to Urban What the Frictionary is, I've got to break them down. I've got to dissect the phrase to kind of help understand it.
I already don't like where this is going.
We're on the understanding that the clam is the vaginus, right?
Yes, sir.
It's female genitalia related, yes. And
jamming.
Jamming. Yeah. That's... Could be like playing a song.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is it a song with queefs? Queef song.
An a cappella of queefs.
You said the word, didn't you? You really just said that. Yeah, you just said it again, both of you. Just really said that word, just out loud.
What, you don't like the word queef?
Oh, it's just...
It's just a sound, Tom, made of letters, and it sounds like this. Queef.
Yeah, but you just actually said it, though, like on a podcast.
Tom, give it a spin. Say yourself.
You've earned it.
Go on, Tommy, give her a wobble. See how you feel.
Tom, can I get a queef?
Queef?
Oh, beautiful.
Queef?
Oh, it's there.
Thanks for queefing for us, Tom.
Tom, we love your queef. That was the best queef I've heard this week.
Thanks.
Alex's queef had a bit more body to it, but Tom's queef was like, it was meaningful.
It was innocent. It was an innocent queef.
No. Not like Alex's queef, which has seen some things.
Tommy's was an innocent queef. Mine was a very, very... guilty queef.
The slutty queef.
And Ashley's queef was recently acquitted.
It's out on bail. It's out on remand.
Your queef's on tag.
It's got an asbo. We are toddlers laughing at the word queef.
Tommy, is the answer to this Urban What the Frictionary a queef a cappella group?
Do you actually want to final answer a queef?
It's either that or it's a big word for bonk, but I also do think it might be queef jam.
You know, Tom, just a big word for bonk.
You guys don't use the word bonk?
Piece of shit.
I'm getting feedback on my own fucking mic from laughing.
I got the laugh sweats on the floor. Tom, can you define it so we can end the episode quicker?
Oh, fuck me. Alex, right, okay, guys. Now. So, clam jamming, according to Urban What the Frictionary, is when... Oh, it's when one lesbian interferes between a lesbian trying to pursue another lesbian. It's the female equivalent to cock blocking. So nowhere near the queef a cappella group.
Brilliant.
That's better than any of them.
We would never have come up with that.
Sandra, she fucking clam jammed me. She did.
Tom, can you edit that to add our definition on, please?
Can you add suggestions?
Yeah, does it give you the option?
Oh, yeah. No, guys, you can just totally submit your own
listeners,
dictionaries if you want
Tom,
to.
Tom, don't
you
do
can
it.
Just submit them.
No, not at all. Don't do it. Listeners, if one of you changes that and your name is on it, we will read it and we will praise you for 2 minutes straight.
We will say your name for 2 minutes straight, yes. Anyway, yeah, much as that would be bad radio... This has been a podcast that is very bad radio. We're sorry.
Horrific.
But thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, everybody. Happy birthday, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, buddy boy. Oh,
listeners, you've been wonderful. Thank you for being so quiet and observant during this.
Well done.
We will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Every fucking time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.